saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
Talking about healthcare a bit this day. Talking about healthcare this day, the United Auto Workers Union out on strike. One of the things that they're concerned about is their healthcare benefits and the cost thereof. Healthcare is pretty much a conversation for everyone these days, whether Obamacare worked for you or did not, or if you believe Bernie Sanders and his Medicare for All plan scheme really would work for you. Dr. Rebecca Bernard here is a family physician in Fort Myers, Florida, and the author of How to Be a Rockstar Doctor in Physician Wellness, the Rockstar Doctor's Guide. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand from another article of yours, the headline is, I was a physician at a federally qualified health center. Here's why I no longer believe government health care can work. Did you at one time believe government health care could work?
Yeah, I did, especially when I was a young and, I guess, a little bit naive student. Even before medical school, I had a dream that I was going to work for the underserved, and I thought that the government was really perfectly poised to be able to administer health care, and I wanted to be part of that. I wanted to work in a government entity to serve patients.
So you open this article. It's cute. In my medical training, a fellow physician tried to convince me that my liberal leanings on healthcare were misguided. Apparently, this person was right.
Yeah, I hate to admit it because he would. I think he would find that funny. But yes, it turned out he was right. But I couldn't really believe it or accept it because I had this idealistic image of what healthcare could be, and it is still a really great image. There are lots of things that sound really great in theory. The problem is I hadn't experienced what it was like yet.
So what changed your mind?
Once I had that opportunity, I realized it was a whole different ballgame.
What changed your mind, doctor? What was your epiphany? Where was that moment that you said, you know what? Everything I thought about this part of healthcare is wrong, and we have to take a different approach. When did you make that decision? What changed your mind?
Well, it didn't take long, and it was my first job right out of my residency training. I was assigned to a clinic. I had, it's funny because when I signed up for a scholarship that was going to help pay for my medical school in exchange for working with the underserved, I was told by the government entity that there would be many, many options that I could choose really from a wide variety. When the time came, there were actually three options in Florida. I wanted to stay in Florida. I'm a native Floridian. So there was only, first of all, three choices. I interviewed at all three. I picked the one that I thought would be the best fit for me. And it really didn't take long before I realized that this was not what I thought it was going to be. The lines were long to take care of patients. The system was very bureaucratic and very difficult to navigate. But the hardest part for me was just as a physician, myself and my fellow physicians and healthcare providers were not really treated very well by our administration. And there were many barriers that were set up for us to be able to do our jobs of taking care of patients.
So these barriers, you mean to tell me, doctor, when government gets involved, they tend to interfere with the process, create more work and problems and headaches and make it, well, frankly, harder than it needs to be?
So I have learned, yes, especially with the onset of the electronic health records, which was something that happened during my tenure there, the transition, things just went from bad to worse. And it was really due to the mandates that were set up and the layers of stopgaps and workarounds that had to be instituted in order to comply with all the regulations.
So where do we go from here in your mind then? I mean, you see all of these folks, pretty much every person running for president on the Democrat side is declaring that Medicare for All is the solution. Bernie Sanders' plan is just one example, which was thought to be far-fetched not that many years ago. Now it seems to be mainstream for the Democrats. Is what they're talking about something that frightens you?
It really does. In fact, in my current situation, I opened a direct primary care practice, which it gets back to kind of the old-time medicine where I take care of patients, patients pay me for my care, and I've eliminated all third-party payers. And it's really changed my life for the better. It's improved the care that I can give to patients, and it's just simplified everything. The idea of having, in fact, I don't even take Medicare anymore. I see Medicare patients, but they pay me privately, and I've opted out of the Medicare system. The idea of being forced to accept Medicare or to work within the system and not having any other options, I think I'd rather retire than do that.
Well, let me ask you about that because I'm quite sure that some of the things that'll be run out on a rail, you won't be able to opt out of taking Medicare if you're a doctor going forward. They'll require it by law. Doctors own facilities, doctors' hospitals that are owned by the doctors. I assume those won't be legal. Charity hospitals, St. Jude's is an example, probably won't be legal under any of these plans being put forth. I mean, they can't make the plan work unless they require and force everybody into the grinding machine, can they?
Exactly. And in fact, physicians can't really even own hospitals very easily right now. The Affordable Care Act changed that. So if you take Medicare money at all, you can't, as a physician, own a hospital. So I can't imagine, and it's interesting because studies show that physician-owned hospitals actually seem to have better outcomes and give better patient care than those that
are not. That's not important, doctor. We don't care about outcomes. We care about control. Let's just keep that in mind. I mean, that's really right. What it is. I mean, if you control somebody's health care, you control a lot. I guess my concerns with Medicare for All and so forth is that, you know, I'm not perfect, but I try to look after myself. I try to exercise and eat properly and different things. You know, and I look around and I see the obesity epidemic. I see that, you know, 500,000 Americans will die from smoking-related illnesses this year. I mean, why would I be on the hook for the bad choices of other people? That's the part that bothers me the most. I mean, the bad choices of others and I get to pick up the bill? Come on now.
But there has to be some skin in the game, and everybody has to do their part. And that's always something that doctors complain about, too, is we're often graded and scored on our patients how they do. But we are only with a patient for a very short period of time. We can't control all of the choices that they make outside of that exam room.
Sure. Extra work, lots of paperwork, bully tactics. These are all things you cite in one of your articles here. And it's all true, isn't it?
It's so true. I experienced it personally. I spent 6 years of my life in that situation. And I will admit, I also worked in a corporate environment after that. And there were some similarities there, too. I really think the only way for doctors to have the autonomy that they need to care for patients is when they own themselves.
So how do you think that's ever possible, though? Because you've got a whole generation of people who believe somehow they're entitled to healthcare. And by extension, that means they're entitled to your services. No matter how long you went to college and studied and learned, you owe it to these other people. I mean, you hear that. I mean, they're going to come after you with pitchforks if you don't take care of them.
Right. You do hear that. But I will tell you that there are an awful lot of people, a lot of patients of mine that value the relationship that they have with me. They value the care and they value, exactly like you said, they take care of themselves and they want to do the right thing. So I think there's a very vocal minority of people that want everything and sort of have this entitlement idea. But I think that there are more people that see reason and realize that that's not really the right way to go.
Dr. Rebecca Bernard, family physician. She's in Fort Myers, Florida. And author of How to Be a Rockstar Doctor and Physician Wellness, The Rockstar Doctor's Guide. Where can people find the book?
Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Doctor, really appreciate it. Great conversation today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Good talk right there. All right, straight ahead on the program. Alan Sachs is going to join us here. Also, Bob Thomas still coming. So we're still talking about the United Auto Workers on strike, the attacks on Saudi Arabia. And we're going to talk about Brett Kavanaugh in a minute. Under attack again from the New York Times. But the New York Times admitting just today again, they blew it. You know, the witch hunt for Brett Kavanaugh, I thought was over. It was disgusting then. It's worse now. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals. And September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.